Move. We have two items on the agenda today. I'd like to first move to item one, administrative matters, pay administrative expenses for fiscal year 2021-22. Leanna or Carolyn or Richard, you want to talk about that one?
Leanna, why don't you do that?
Okay, sorry, I was just pulling up the document. Okay, the document that you see in front of you has taken all of the expenses that were on the monthly agendas for fiscal year 2020 in this column here, and it totaled them all up. That included Hooker and Holcomb, First State Trust, Brenner, Salzman, Wallman, Yay Occupational, and these were trustee expenses. And this was the total that we got for 2020. My staff also then dipped into partial of the 2019 year and obviously partial of the 2021 year that's happened so far, just for comparison. The Northern Trust figure and the ADR figure came from Hooker and Holcomb, who I believe got it from the accounting department with the city of New Haven, because, you know, those aren't bills that are on the monthly agenda. It was expressed by the actuary that the Raymond James Morgan Stanley investment manager fees were already included in the calculation for the ADAC, which is why we did not include them on the administrative expenses. And then the column next to the 2020 adds in the or shows the 2.5% increase. And then this column here adds those two columns together as the suggested amount. I will point out though that the medical expenses for 2020 calendar year is really low. They don't send us the bills on specific times of year. I guess it goes just when their billing department does it or when they get an influx of medical reports. So as you can see, in partial of a year for 2019 and partial of a year already for 2021, it's already past 10 grand. So I would suggest, you know, keeping that into consideration. Not sure if anyone had any other questions on it.
Any questions?
This is Carolyn Cohn. Yesterday at the SURF meeting, there was a suggestion that we indicate, because this will go to the Board of Alders, that these administrative expenses do not include the investment expenses, and that we indicate that at the top and when it goes to the board, and also that we include a separate sheet that shows the investment expenses. So that would be Raymond James and the managers.
Thank you, Attorney Cohn. Are there any questions from the committee on this? Any questions? So are we looking for a vote to approve the administrative expenses?
Yes. This is Carolyn Cohn. Yes, we are.
Okay. Is there a motion?
But we might add in a number for the medical expenses. So what, it's at 266,239. Probably be appropriate to add in about 18,000 for the medical expenses.
Do you want to be more explicit, Attorney Cohn?
Well, it's just that right now we only have 2,050, right? But that looks like an inaccurate figure, and it probably should be more like 20,000 or 22,000. So subtracting 2,000 from 20,000 gets you at 18,000. So we add 266,208 and 18,000. If somebody could do that for me, that seems to me the appropriate number. Or just round it out to maybe 290.
It's about 284.
284, 200.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And just a reminder to folks, correct me if I'm wrong, but the reason that we're doing this is because of the requirement that was identified to have the Board of Alders approve administrative expenses in the budget, correct?
Well, I think more accurately to have this board submit, approve the administrative expenses and then submit it to your office for inclusion in your budget.
Fair enough.
I have a question. Sorry, Trustee Ribeiro.
Trustee Ribeiro, go ahead.
Yeah. So is this something that we're going to submit quarterly, annually? And if it is annually, at what time of the year will we be submitting this?
So the pension plan, the special act says that prior to September, these administrative expenses are supposed to be approved by this board for submission to the mayor for inclusion in the budget. So if we look at this as a fiscal year, we are doing it prior to September, but it will be an annual item that we will approve to send to the mayor to include in his budget. We can do it earlier in the year if people think that's appropriate. It's just that this gives us time, you know, to know what the full fiscal year expenses are, but we can do it earlier in the year.
I just think that, I'm sorry, I just think that we should put an exact timeline that we're going to do it in a particular month. This way it gives the mayor enough time to review if needed and to go through the Board of Alders process, so we're not continuously late in doing any submissions or identifying any problems going forward.
Thank you, Trustee Ribeiro. I appreciate that. Any other questions? Okay, so I'd entertain a motion to approve the administrative expenses for submission for the mayor's budget at $284,200, as suggested by Attorney Cohn.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Ribeiro made the motion. Trustee McDermott, second. Any discussion?
This is Trustee Cousin. Just a question or just a recommendation. I will support the motion, but if the approved budget is going to be $284,000, I would like to see that reflected in the numbers, because right now we do not have that in front of us.
Fair enough, Trustee Cousin. So if Leanna, you could follow up with just an amended budget when the committee's over, that, or when this meeting's over, that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Okay.
Mayor Ellicott, this is Pat Cannon.
Trustee Cannon,
go ahead. I got on late. Yeah, I'm sorry to get on late. I understand a motion was made and I came in between it. Is there any way you can give me a brief overview of what the motion is about?
So the motion is to, as you'll recall, we need to submit to the mayor's budget and then for the Board of Alders review administrative expenses that are broken out now from the ADEC. And this is a summary of how they came up with the administrative expenses. There is a suggestion that we increase the medical expenses because in this assumption they're artificially low. So Attorney Cohn recommended adding another $18,000 to that total number for additional medical expenses. So we are currently reviewing approving the submission to the mayor's budget of administrative expenses to the amount of $284,200.
Okay. Thank you. I did jump on. I believe Trustee Ribeiro had made a point on the timing of when this is presented. Is that correct?
Correct. He did. Trustee Ribeiro made a comment on the timing to do this earlier, and then Trustee Cousin suggested that since the numbers are not fully complete because of the addition, that we share those later on so that it's for the record.
I agree with both those points and would like to just question. This is a procedure that we're supposed to do by charter, I believe, in September, correct?
It's prior to September, and it's the special act, not the charter.
Okay. Was that, I'm sorry, I'm not on the computer.
This is Carolyn. I'm sorry.
No problem, Carolyn. This is one of those issues that per statute that you just quoted, this is supposed to be done prior to September. And I'd like to get, you know, that's one of the areas that we talked about previously. I'd like to get back on track with doing that, if we were ever on track with doing that. But I think it would alleviate a lot of the stress at the last minute with all these numbers and getting understandings. And I know it's stressful for the city to try to figure out this at the last second in their budget proposals. So I'm on board with Trustee Ribeiro and Trustee Cousins with their points of information and question as far as we should be doing this prior to September.
This is Commissioner Ribeiro again. I just have a question. Mayor Ellicott, when would the city need to know in order to adequately put this in the budget? About time frame.
We need to put our budget to print next week. So we need this number now, but typically it would be helpful for us to have it much, much earlier.
Okay. So if that's the case, I'd like to amend my motion to add that on an annual basis, this is submitted in December for review.
Trustee McDermott, since you seconded the motion, is that amendment okay with you?
Yes.
Any additional discussion on this item? Any additional discussion? Trustee Ribeiro, how do you vote?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon?
Yes.
Trustee McDermott?
Yes.
Trustee Cousin?
Yes.
And I am a yes. The item passes. Moving on to item number 1B, discuss the H&H 2020 experience study to establish the investment rate of return and to establish the actuarially determined employer contribution.
Hi, everyone. This is Michael Gormley to discuss this item. Leanna, can you pull it up on the screen, the PDF file? So at the last meeting last month, we talked about the actual rate of return for the pension. As everyone may know, you know, the rate of return for both police and fire at the recommendation of Hooker and Holcomb basically added about $25.5 million to the budget. What I wanted to do and present to the board was I asked, along with Leanna and the mayor, to look at, are there any alternative solutions to what Hooker and Holcomb recommended by changing any of the items in the experience study, such as mortality tables, inflation rate, et cetera. And I will actually ask Richard to explain that once I'm done. But with the alternatives that we have, we looked at just different scenarios. As you can see, we have three scenarios on this PDF. No change, all changes, which is the middle column, which is what Hooker and Holcomb is recommending at an actuarial rate of return of 7%. The third column of all changes except the inflator, accepting all those changes, which again, I'll ask Richard to explain in a second, is what we're looking at recommending, again, this is the city's recommendation at an alternative solution of going down from 7.75% to 7.25%. And this is what the SURF board voted on yesterday and accepted as well. What this does is this sort of gives relief to the city as far as the ADEC payment itself going into fiscal year 22. If you look at the chart to the right, the ADEC payment as recommended at 7% with all the changes accepted would add, like I mentioned, about $25.5 million to the city in fiscal year 2022. What I am recommending in working with Hooker and Holcomb as the city's recommendation is going to 7.25%, which would only add on about $15.9 million. So as you can see, in a tight budget situation that the city's in, that's a savings in fiscal year 22 of almost $10 million. Again, I think that's a prudent thing as we're still lowering the rate of return by 50 percentage points by going to 7.25%. Yes, it's not Hooker and Holcomb's recommendation based on the experience study. But again, I think it's the right direction that we're going in. And I think, as we mentioned at the SURF board meeting, what we should do is look at this every 2 years and try to incrementally bring the rate of return down, you know, until we get to an acceptable level. Again, I think as we look at the rate of assumed rate of return for pensions, remember, the lower you go, the more that there's an employer contribution added on to the city's budget. And I think in these tight fiscal times where myself and the mayor are trying to, you know, put together a budget by next week, you know, I think lowering it to 7.25 as opposed to 7% is what the city would look at this board as recommending as far as the rate of return for the PNF pension. So Richard, can you just explain some of the changes that we made in that third column, or what any changes that were made?
Sure. So as a result of the experience study, we recommended changes to mortality tables, turnover tables, COLA buyout assumptions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Those are all reflected in these columns where it says all changes or all changes except inflator. There were two changes that were up for discussion where we presented alternatives. One is decreasing the inflator rate for police and fire. It's currently 2.5. And so what we presented as an alternative is 1.25. All changes except inflator keeps the same 2.5% that you've had for the last several years. So that would be no change to the inflator rate. As far as the investment return assumption, you know, we wanted to provide you with a 7% as an alternative. So you had a range, so you could do precisely what Michael did here. Do some interpolation and some alternatives on investment return assumption. What's critical for the investment return assumption is support, because that support has to be in the GASB report that is prepared and also in your CAFR that you prepare each year. So the 7.25, as long as you'll have to put support for 7.25 in your CAFR. So 7.25 is that 77.98 that's highlighted on the, in the box on the left.
All right, thank you, Rich. So again, I think, you know, in looking at, you know, the city's fiscal situation and what we can do from an ADEC standpoint and trying to put together a budget, you know, we're looking at still lowering the rate of return, but just not as low as what Hooker and Holcomb recommended in the experience study. So, Mayor, I don't know if you want to add anything.
I think the only thing I'd add is that this is a pretty significant step for the city. As folks know, we're facing a lot of financial challenges, and we were initially anticipating $62 million as a total payment between SURF and PNF to the pension funds. Now we're looking at around a $78 million contribution if this if the trustees vote to accept our recommendations like the SURF board did yesterday. So that's still a very significant increase into the pension funds, and it's a pretty significant step in a reduction of the investment rate of return, which we all know is an important goal to making sure that we eventually get closer to fully funded for the both pension funds.
Thank you, Mayor.
Other questions from folks?
Trustee Cannon has a question for Richard. Could you please go over the inflator rate? You're going to lower it from 2.5 to, I believe, 1. Could you explain the impact that will have again? Give us a little background on that inflator.
Yeah, sure. Just for clarity, the proposal is proposing you leave the inflator at 2.5. So there's a no change in the inflator rate with that 77.98. What the inflator rate is typically, if you go get a mortgage on your house, you get a level payment for 30 years. What the inflator does is it tilts the amortization payment. So you have an increasing amortization. So your amortization payments are a little bit lower at the beginning. They're a little bit higher. They increase at 2.5% a year. So that's the inflator rate assumption. You've had that for quite a long while. So leaving it at 2.5 is just being consistent with what you've done the last 5 years.
Okay. Thank you. Last time we met, your associate, I forget his name, had proposed just the thought process of the COLA. Is this related in any way with the inflator?
It is not.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Cannon. Other questions? Any other questions here? So I'm hopeful that there is a motion to accept the city's recommendations, which is to keep the inflator rate constant, to reduce the investment rate of return from 7.75 to 7.25. And other than those two items, fully adopt the additional recommendations in the experience study.
This is Trustee Cousin. So moved.
Thank you, Trustee Cousin. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Trustee Rivera. Any further discussion on this item?
Could you reiterate the motion again? I'm sorry, Mayor.
I'll try. So it's to accept the recommendations of the Hooker-Holcomb experience study with the modifications of keeping the inflator rate the same and only reducing the investment rate of return from 7.75% to 7.25%.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any additional discussion? Trustee Cousin, how do you vote?
Yes.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Yes.
Trustee McDermott?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon?
Yes.
And I am a yes, so the item passes. Thank you, everyone. I don't see any other items on the agenda, so I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion.
Is there a second?
Trustee Cousin, second.
Second.
So Trustee Ribeiro made the motion. Trustee Cousin beat Trustee Cannon with the second. Trustee Ribeiro, how do you vote?
Yes.
Trustee.
I owe you lunch, Cannon.
You always beat me on the motion to adjourn.
Trustee McDermott, how do you vote?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon.
Yes.
And then Trustee Cousin.
Before I vote, I just want to say, O'Brien, I love the beard. I can't see your mouth anymore. That's amazing. But yes, I do vote yes to adjourn.
And I'm a yes as well. Thanks everyone for your hard work.
Thank you. Have a good day, everyone.
See you later.